The filmmaker Robert Altman died last night at the age of 81. He was famous for his ensemble casts, working improvisationally with actors, and for pioneering the use of overlapping dialogue. His movies include MASH, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, The Long Goodbye, California Split, Nashville, The Player, Gosford Park, The Company, and A Prairie Home Companion, which was written by Garrison Keillor. Altman was awarded an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement earlier this year. I spoke with him in 1990 and asked how he auditioned actors.
When I audition, I don't read scenes, have people read. I'm not, usually the kinds of films I make are not dependent on that the dialogue be, is not the most important part of the of what their obligation is. I try to get a feeling for the person themselves and what they're, what they seem capable of, and how they approach a project or a character. And I rarely have I had sat down and had someone read a scene for me.
You know, I have this image of the director wanting to see how a camera sees an actor, how an actor looks on screen, which is often very different from how they look in real life. Can you see that in your head without
well,
having to actually
my,
shoot
that's
the person?
In my eye, that's what I do. I mean, I kind of that's what my job is to be able to anticipate that. I've been wrong, but not very often. I mean, I know of actors that started and never worked. It was the same way Jeff Goldblum, Keith Carradine, Michael Murphy, Shelley Duvall, Cher. God, there's an endless number of people who have more or less started in films of mine, and I don't think there's any case where I actually read them. I just don't know how to do that.
Does an actor have to be a certain kind of actor to work with you?
Yeah, I think so. I have had times where I have worked with actors who I know are good actors. I mean, really good actors, because I've seen their work on film or on stage. I've seen what they can do, and I hire them, and this doesn't happen often, but it has happened. And suddenly I realize I'm talking to them, we're ready to do a scene, and I realize they don't understand, they're not getting it. We're on a different communication track. They don't understand what I'm saying, and they're frustrated, and they don't do well. And I don't know what to do about that. When that happens, it's just a shame, because it's as much my fault. It's not their fault. It's half their fault. But it's just, you know, we meet people in the course of our lives that we just don't connect with for some reason. And we can't explain it, but there's something, there's some reason we don't understand one another. And that happens occasionally.
I'm thinking too of do you feel you can work with an actor who likes to do lots and lots of takes and have a precise performance, something precise in their head? Because I know you like to do a lot of scenes that are part improvised, that are comparatively loose, and that just might not work with a character who wants to keep doing it till an actor who wants to keep doing it till they get it just right.
Well, but the question is, what is just right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whose decision is what is just right? The most extreme example I've had of that, what you mentioned, was in McCabe and Mrs. Miller. Warren Beatty is an actor who he was wonderful in that film. I can't imagine anybody being better. But Warren he would still be doing takes if people would stay there and shoot it. He doesn't start rehearsing until the third or fourth take. You have to run film through the camera, and he's kind of, it's like putting his toe in the water, and then his foot, and then he's up to his thigh. He tests it until he finally gets very, very comfortable. Well, that's fine if you have the time and money to do that. But in McCabe and Mrs. Miller, most of the scenes he was doing, we were working with Julie Christie, who, on the contrary, likes to do it in one take, and she'll do another one. But she, you can actually see that she starts losing her concentration or her confidence as the repetition goes on. So I had a big problem. I mean, Warren kept getting better, and he does get better, and Julie kept losing it. So where do you stop?
So what'd you do?
Well, I stopped in what I always considered was the middle.
So probably nobody was happy, right?
Yeah, well, there was frustrations.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of any of your movies as artistic failures? Are there any that you've made that you're unhappy with looking back?
No. I say that because it's kind of arrogant. But I don't have – the only film that I don't recommend to someone who has some – that thinks they may want to see it, I did a – portion of a film called Aria. A bunch of film directors did little opera, I guess opera videos, and they were put together, and I did mine, and what I did was all right, but the way the whole piece was put together, I thought was, I'm sorry I did it. But all the other films are exactly what we set out, we meaning the collaborative artists that were involved in it. They're all what we set out to do, and when whether a thing works commercially or not really doesn't have much to do with it. I mean, that's a matter of luck, time. There's certain films I've made that have failed at the box office and failed with the critics, and I understand why, but some of those same films have a cult following, and there's people who love them. Here, all the films that people want to make are films that are to serve an existing marketplace. That's why you see all the numbers after the titles, 2, 3, 4, 6, you know, sequels, because everybody's trying to find what it is that people want to see and give it. And I think that in an artistic medium, if there is any art left in this, the artist should do something, and then it should be exposed, and people either respond to it or they don't. But I think we've made too much of a business out of it. I don't think the audience now generally gets a true someone's true feelings or inspiration about a subject. And in most cases, it's tested, and they say, oh, they like this kind of an ending. They don't like that kind of an ending. And I can't really concern myself about what it is, what kind of an ending it likes. I made a film called Quintet with Paul Newman that nobody liked. I mean, it was really a failure. That picture lost money, not a lot, but it did. And yet in Europe and in the United States, there are little cult groups that just, that's the movie. So, and as long as I can find that cult, and a cult, you understand, is not enough people to make a minority, that pleases me, because that's what I'm trying to do, is just show, hey, look at it this way. This may not be the truth, this may not be, but this is the way it appears to me.
Film director Robert Altman recorded in 1990. He died last night at the age of 81.